Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a sampler rack in Ableton Live 12 that hits like classic jungle and old school drum and bass, sharp on the front end, gritty in the mids, and printed to audio so it feels sampled, broken in, and alive. We are not chasing a super clean modern synth patch here. We want attitude. We want a sound that can sit under chopped breaks, rave stabs, Reese layers, and rolling 170 to 175 BPM drum and bass arrangements without sounding sterile. The big idea is simple: keep the transient crisp, add dust in the midrange, then resample the result so it behaves like a real audio slice instead of a perfect instrument preset. Start by choosing a good source sample. This part matters a lot. Look for something with a clear attack and a decent midrange body. A snare with a strong crack, a short kick, a plucky bass stab, a chopped amen hit, or even a rave stab can all work really well. If the sample is too clean, that's fine. We can rough it up later. But if it already has a little dirt or room tone, even better. That gives you more of that old sampler feeling right away. Now create a MIDI track and load sampler onto it. Drag your sample into sampler. If you're working with a one-shot, use classic or a one-shot style playback. If it's tonal or more melodic, keep it in sustain mode and shape it with envelopes. For a basic starting point, set the mode to classic or one-shot. Keep voices around 1 if it's a single hit, or maybe 4 to 8 if you want a layered stab, and leave the filter open for now. Now let's shape the transient inside sampler. This is where the front edge starts to come alive. Open up the volume envelope and keep the attack super fast, around 0 to 2 milliseconds. Use a short to medium decay, low or zero sustain, and a short release, maybe 20 to 80 milliseconds. The goal is punch, not smear. If you want more bite, use the filter envelope too. A low-pass filter or band-pass can work nicely. Start with a cutoff open enough to let the attack through, then add a quick envelope amount so the sound pops forward at the start. That little motion can make the sample feel much more animated and more like something lifted from hardware. And here's a really useful trick: if the transient feels soft, don't just keep processing it. Check the start point of the sample. Sometimes sampler is simply starting a little too late, and trimming the very beginning can bring the crack back immediately. A lot of this lesson is about listening to the first 30 milliseconds. That's where the personality lives. Next, we build the character chain after sampler using an audio effect rack. This is where we'll separate the punch from the dust. A strong starting chain is saturator first, then drum bus, then EQ8, then redux or erosion, then glue compressor. You can add a little reverb or echo later if the sound needs space. Start with saturator. This is great for adding harmonics and making the front edge feel harder. Try drive of about +2 to +6 dB, and turn soft clip on. If you want a more old-school edge, try analog clip-style behavior and push it until the transient feels more assertive, not just louder. Then add drum bus. This is one of the easiest ways to get smack and thickness fast. Keep drive moderate, use transients to bring the attack forward, and keep boom subtle unless you're working on a bass layer. For a crisp jungle-style hit, boost the transients and avoid overdoing the low end. You want it to snap, not turn into a muddy thud. Now it's time for the dusty mids. This is where the old school flavor really starts to appear. Use EQ8 to shape the body. If there's too much low end rumble, high pass it gently around 25 to 40 Hz. If the sound gets boxy, pull a little out around 200 to 400 Hz. Then look for that useful mid-range zone, somewhere around 700 Hz to 2.5 kHz, and give it a gentle push if the sample needs more wooden, sampled character. If there's too much fizz or harshness, tame the high end around 6 to 10 kHz. Remember, in jungle and old-school DNB, the mids are often where the personality lives. That's the part that makes it sound like something ripped from a battered sampler, not just a polished synth. For extra grit, add redux. Keep it subtle. You are aiming for dust, not total destruction. Try bit depth somewhere around 10 to 14 bits. Reduce the sample rate a bit if needed, and keep the dry slash wet low, maybe 5 to 20%. That little bit of degradation can do a lot. If you want a different flavor, use erosion instead of oral alongside redux. Erosion is great for roughening the top of the sound and giving it that hissy, worn texture. Use it lightly and keep the effect in the upper mids or highs. It can add that sampled off-tape vibe very quickly. After that, use glue compressor or regular compressor to hold the whole thing together. A glue compressor with a fast medium attack, an auto or short release, and a ratio around 2 to 1 or 4 to 1 is a good starting point. You only want a few dB of gain reduction. If the transient gets too flattened, back off on the compression or reduce the saturation before it. The sound should still snap, just with more weight behind it. If the sample is more like a stab or a textured hit, you can add a touch of space. A very short hybrid reverb can give it room without washing it out. Try a small room or plate, short decay, a little pre-delay, and just a small amount of wet signal. Echo can also be cool for Dubois's old-school movement, especially on melodic fragments or call and response style chops. Once the chain sounds good, group it into an audio effect rack and map some macros. This makes it playable and easy to automate later. Useful macro ideas are transient control, dust or grit, mid punch, air cut, space, and body. For example, one macro could control drum bus transients and saturator drive together. Another could control redux amount and bit depth. Another could move the mid-range EQ boost. Another can handle reverb or width. This is where the rack becomes a performance tool instead of just a static sound. Now comes the important part. Resample it. Why resample? Because printing the sound to audio glues the processing together, captures the exact transient shape and grit, and turns the result into something you can chop like classic jungle production. It also forces you to make decisions. And that's a good thing. To resample in Ableton Live 12, create a new audio track, set the input to resampling or route it from your instrument track, arm the track, and record the MIDI pattern through the rack. Then listen back and keep the best bits. This is a great moment to remind yourself of a useful old-school mindset. Bounce early, edit often. Don't keep everything live forever. Sometimes the printed version is where the magic actually shows up. Once the audio is recorded, start chopping it. Slice the resample into useful pieces. You can use sliced a new MIDI track, simplers, or drum rack. Try isolating the transient, cutting on the main accents, and making call and response patterns between a cleaner slice and a dirtier slice. A very classic move is to create a two-bar phrase where bar 1 is the cleaner version and bar 2 is the dirtier version, maybe with a little reverse slice or a stuttered fill at the end. That kind of evolution feels very jungle, because it sounds like the sample is being pushed through a machine that's slowly getting more unstable. This rack also works beautifully when layered with other elements. Under drums, it can reinforce snare crack, mid-range crunch, and sampled energy. Under bass, it can act as a transient layer on top of a reese, or as a mid-range accent that helps the bass cut through the mix. And here's a big teacher-style tip. Always check it in context with breakbeats. A sound can feel massive on its own and then disappear once the amen loop is rolling. So audition it against a drum loop, not just solo. That will tell you whether the transient really lands and whether the mids sit right. Let's talk about a few common mistakes. First, overprocessing the transient. If you saturate, compress, and degrade too hard, the attack can vanish. If that happens, back off one stage at a time and listen again. Second, too much low end. Unless this rack is meant to be part of the sub, high-pass it and let the low end stay clean somewhere else in the mix. Fast DNB arrangements get cloudy very quickly if every layer has too much bottom. Third, making the mids harsh instead of dusty. Dusty mids should feel textured and aged, not painful. Be gentle with boosts around the upper mids. Fourth, forgetting to resample. The live rack might sound cool, but the printed audio often feels much more authentic in a jungle arrangement. And fifth, too much stereo widening. Classic jungle and old-school DNB often work best with a solid center. Keep the attack and low mid body fairly mono, and use width sparingly. If you want to take this further, try splitting the rack into two parallel chains. One chain can be high-passed and focused on the click and crack. The other can be band-passed, thicker, and dirtier, with more saturation and reduction. Blend them together until you get a clear front edge and a nasty body. Another great variation is to make a worn tape version. Duplicate the rack, roll off a bit more high-end, slow the compression slightly, add more mid-range saturation, and maybe introduce a touch of pitch and stability through resampling. That second version can be the perfect dirty answer to a cleaner first version. You can also make a ghost hit variant by shortening the decay, reducing the low end, focusing more on the mids, and adding just a tiny bit more room. That is a really nice trick for old-school fills and snare lead-ins. Here's a quick practice challenge. Pick a snare, kick, or stab sample. Load it into sampler. Set attack to zero. Keep the decay short, sustain low or off, and release short. Add saturator, drum bus, EQ8, redux, and blue compressor. Push the transients a little. Emphasize the 1 to 2 kHz area if needed. Add a touch of grit, and then resample 2 bars of MIDI playback to audio. Chop it into 4 to 8 slices and rebuild a new 2-bar groove at around 170 BPM. If you want to push it further, make 2 versions. One version should be cleaner and sharper. The other should be dirtier and more degraded. Alternate them bar by bar in the drop. That contrast is pure energy. So to recap, use sampler to control the source and the transient, use saturation and drum bus for punch, use EQ and degradation for dusty mids, compress it lightly to stabilize it, and then resample the result so it becomes a real audio object you can chop, rearrange, and perform with. That's the recipe for crisp transients, dusty mids, and that classic jungle old school D&B vibe. Tight front end, rough middle, printed to audio, and ready to tear through a breakbeat arrangement. If you want, I can next turn this into a shorter voiceover version, a more energetic hype version, or a timed script with section by section pauses.